This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We are living in epic times. Jackson Hinkle has definitely made a big mark on the culture, and he's a very interesting fellow. We have a little bit of segment here, a little bit of the next segment. I want to invite him up on a commercial-free special broadcast sometime. He can send us a bunch of videos, talking points. We can do a deep dive into understanding all this, because I believe we should talk to everybody. I find it intriguing about what he's talking about, because we have a collective communism of BlackRock and a few thousand billionaires, which is like a fascist communism or a plutocracy or an oligarchy. I don't think communism is the answer to another communist system, but we should have an honest discussion about the fact that we're already basically communists. Fascists, it's all the same thing at the end of the day. I got so many questions, but other points you want to get to?
Regarding that, I mean, yeah, I'd have to say at its core, what it is that we need in America right now is an economy that prioritizes the public good, but also simultaneously one that advances the modes of production. Because if we have the first part without the second part, you have like AOC style nonsense. If you have the second part without the first part, you have kind of what America used to be, but America's losing both of those points right now to this, you know, globalist ruling class.
But communism, because it sets up a new ruling class, does even worse than the monarchies and other things. Where you're a smart guy. I mean, is this a giant troll that communism's the answer?
Not at all. Not at all. I think that communist governments are they're actually closer to the working people of the nation. I mean, you look at Stalin, for example. They took their country from a feudal society to the greatest country and military behemoth at its time that defeated the Nazis in the bloodiest war in human history. So I think China as well, you know, basically feudal society.
Yeah, but that's because the Russians were incredible people, not because of communism.
Well, if it was just because the Russians were incredible people, which I don't deny, you know, I'm engaged to a Russian right now. She's a beautiful woman, great person. But when it comes to Russian history, I don't think you deny that the Russians had a very, very hard go at it under the feudal times.
Sure, under the Czars, a thousand years of feudalism. Yeah, no one. It's like apartheid's bad, but we don't defend the communism they have now in South Africa. It's like you go from syphilis to brain cancer.
Yeah, I mean, South Africa, I wouldn't say is communist. I think the EFF is communist, and I definitely
it's a race-based communist. I mean, well, it's not communist.
The EFF.
The whole system, socialist, communist, whatever you want to call it.
Well, I mean, race baiting and gender ideology, all that stuff, it's not communist. It's funny, though, because think about, Alex, you make fun of these people all the time. Think about all these, like, college leftists that claim they're true Stalinists or something to that effect, but they're really Trotskyists. They're not communists. If they were alive during the time of Che Guevara or Stalin, they'd be put up against a wall.
I was about to say, no, that's true. Modern leftists will be put up against a wall.
100%. So I think when there's a lot of people in the media and well-meaning people, also just average people who have been have been lied to about what communism is, because it is the greatest threat to the deep state, and that's why they've lied about it for 100+ years.
Hold on, let's do a 60-second break and come back with that. The British intelligence funded Lenin. They used it to bring down the czars. Hold on, hold around.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, one of the most viral pundits and journalists out there is Jackson Hinkle. He's exploded onto the scene. And in closing, I want to invite you back on a commercial-free show soon to really do a deep dive on communism and basically have a debate about it. All these terms become nebulous at the end of the day. It really is about the central government and then also the culture, the people, the resources, the region, the history. But you're just because the czarist system in Russia was feudalist and oppressive, I mean, you know British intelligence, the train of gold, all that, and you criticize Israel a lot. You realize that it was the proto-Zionists that actually went over and helped overthrow Russia. That's on record. So this is kind of a snake eating its tail here.
Hmm. The record I have, you said the British intelligence funded Lenin. I mean, I've never heard of that. I do know for a fact British intelligence funded Trotsky and the White Army, but I've never seen any evidence that they funded Lenin.
So British intelligence funded the White Russians?
The White Army, yeah.
Yeah, no, the anti-communists, the White Russians. And I know it took them 10 years to control of Russia, the communists. You've never heard of the Train of Gold? You never... Heard about British intelligence at the end of World War I taking out its their relatives?
I know they funded Trotsky and the White Army, but I haven't heard of any funding going to Lenin. That wouldn't really make sense either.
Well, you know about the West and 100,000 people who were former Russian immigrants, mainly Jewish, the 100,000-man army sent back with Lenin from New York to take down the czars?
I think that was good. I think they should have taken down the czars. The czars deserved to go, and I think it was a heroic moment in human history.
You're mad at Israel today, but those were good Jews that went and overthrew the czars.
Well, I have no qualms with Jewish people. I mean, I think there's.
I don't either, but I don't care if you're black or white or purple. I mean, I mean, there were some big massacres carried out by the communists.
Yeah, everyone says there was, these crazy massacres, billion people died, whatever. But let's just do a hypothetical.
Not only is a billion, when they arrested Mao Zedong's wife and then put him on house arrest his last few years, the Communist Party of China says Mao killed 80+ million people. That's from the Communist Party. You know China repudiated Mao Zedong, right?
Well, just the same way that Stalin's detractors within the Communist Party in Russia, you know, they came out and smeared him. But
well, no, I would say Stalin did to Lenin what the Chinese communists did to Mao. But still, are you denying that the Great Leap Forward, the Cultural Revolution, killed a whole lot of people?
What I'm denying, it's okay. So people always say that they killed millions of people, they killed billions of people, whatever. But what we know is, think about this, if there was some sort of a truly revolutionary figure in America who led an incredible revolution to take all of our resources, our oil, our gas, our nuclear, and our land back from the hands of Bill Gates and BlackRock, the media and the globalist elite, the EU, City of London, they would do everything in their power to lie about that revolutionary figure and make him look as terrible as possible. They'd say he murdered a million babies, you know, so I think that we have to recognize that if we understand the news media's lying today, that they've lied an insurmountable amount about history and especially.
What I'm saying is just because our media is bad doesn't mean that the other country's media is good either.
No, but clearly our media has a vested interest in telling one side of the story. And you can also recognize that other nations' media has the same thing. But when it comes to U.S. media and Western media, all they do is push pro-globalist nonsense, and they continue to kick the working class in the face.
I'm not arguing that our elite is at absolute war with the people and sees us as garbage and is deindustrializing us. Jason Hinkle, Jackson Hinkle on Twitter. Please come back again. You're a great debater, and I respect the work you're doing, and I'm glad you're willing to have a discussion with me. Very, very thought-provoking. 60-second closing comment.
Thank you for having me on. I've wanted to have a conversation with you for a while, and like I said, maybe we have some disagreements about history or whatever, but those pale in comparison to the allyship that we hold against the globalists. So I'm right by your side.
I agree. The globalists are the big king daddy that don't even have an ideology other than total domination and depopulation. And so I've said radical Islam at least doesn't want to cut little children's genitals off. and it's, you know, so I'm like, I mean, that's not as bad as the globalist. And I Xi Jinping's broken with the globalists. He's fighting them now. They're in a big war. But the China funds Hollywood and all the anti-family, you know, race war crap. So it's a very sophisticated mess. Jackson Hinkle, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Maria Z was going to be on yesterday, but they had a giant power outage and an internet outage in her country that she ties into Soros and the globalists, and they're definitely testing their internet kill switches. She's going to take over here after this quick little break we're going to have. And then Owen Schur will be back at 3 p.m. Oh, sorry. He's in solitary confinement. So we're going to have a guest host there at 3 p.m. The War Room. If you missed the first hour, big updates on torturing J6ers at the next level. In federal prisons, congressional investigations have begun. This is a beta test for all of us. It's very serious. Infowars.com/show. Ultra 12, the highest quality B12s back in stock, 40% Infowarsstore.com. If you don't buy the products, which are already great, you should already have, we won't be here. It's that simple. It's up to you whether we stay on air. Ultra 12, Infowarsstore.com, and my new book, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Second Great Renaissance. Maria Z takes over in just a few minutes. Be the first to get my new book. It's incredible. And fund the InfoWar, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance at InfoWarStore.com. Look how much thicker it is. The Great Reset, that was an excellent book as well. Look at that. It is a thick book. It is incredible. Let me tell you, overhead shot, please. Let me tell you what's in this book. And it was like 600 pages. We had to cut it down to 400. The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. And I recorded this. I wrote this. Ken Heckenlively, that is a great proofreader and researcher, went over everything I said and made sure all of it was bibliographed, all of it was footnoted, all of it was documented. That's what they did in this book. Every paragraph in here has been fact-checked. Forward by Stephen K. Bannon. And you read this sucker, order it now. A signed copy is a fundraiser. I want to thank you if you do that. Order an unsigned copy. Forward. Bayonet in the back of the deep state. Stephen K. Bannon. Introduction. Chapter 1. The Threat of Artificial Intelligence. Chapter 2. Mao is in charge of the Democratic Party, and political violence is bad except when it's directed at Alex Jones. Chapter 3, you're being modified against your will, and to what end? Chapter 4, they want you to be a teenager on an allowance, and that's just the beginning of the social credit score. Chapter 5, the eternal war of the tyrants. Chapter 6, the war machine. Chapter 7, the deep state makes its move. Chapter 8, the education of Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, as well as others. That whole inside baseball there. Chapter 9, Jeffrey Epstein, Renfield for the globalist Draculas, who even worse, because they prey on their own children. They drink their own children's blood. I name names. Chapter 10, the COVID-19 lies and deception. Chapter 11, selling your soul to Hollywood and probably the CIA. Chapter 12, combat tactics for victory. Chapter 13, the final battle. Chapter 14, conclusion, how you know you're winning. The heck and lively one to write up afterward that's writing for Alex Jones. The notes, acknowledgments, and all the different footnotes. It is powerful. It is well written. It is well documented. It is ready for war. And it's available right now at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. If you get it at Amazon, that's fine. We're going to push it to number one. Amazon says deliver by the 24th. We're going to start shipping the 20th as well, so you get by the 24th. But you can get exclusive signed copies at InfoWarsStore.com or unsigned copies. Then we get even more support. The Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. And it's got a big write-up at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest you go read it right now.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z, and let me tell you, I never miss a broadcast. But earlier this week, Tuesday for America, Wednesday for Australia, we had one of the largest telecommunications outages in history in our country, with more than 50% of the country not having access to phones or internet whatsoever. It started at
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Emergency services and an entire city's train network, and they have really, I mean, this explanation is nothing. What is it? What is them saying? Oh, a network event has triggered some cascading failures. That doesn't explain anything. And again, look at this article. She admits the nationwide outage could happen again. So are they preparing us for more of this? Are people to expect more of these failures in future? You can, Optus has admitted another mass network blackout can't be ruled out. So when are we to expect this? How long will it happen for? Why is this happening? Team, you can pull that article down now. It's worth noting that last year in October of 2022, this particular telecommunications provider, which is, again, one of the largest out of the two biggest in the country, experienced a massive cyber hack, or what they tell us was a cyber hack, and it resulted in 10 million customers' data being compromised. Also, they told us, and what happened was the government came out and said, oh, you need a digital ID now. Hang on a minute. 10 million customers have had their digital data hacked digitally, and so your solution is for me to put more of my private information digitally in the hands of people who are incompetent and unable to manage it. And I'm talking about the government here, and asking me to do it with a private company that's just been hacked. And almost immediately after that happened, you go onto the Optus app, and there's an option there straight away to link your digital ID. I know that in the process of getting services, because now I have backups, but at the time, you know, getting a new service, the last time I needed one, I was asked to link my digital ID. Well, you just had a hack of 10 million customers' data, or so you tell us. And, of course, what happened was people got really scared. They were told, oh, digital ID is the best way to protect your privacy. And so they went and got a digital ID, even though they've just been digitally hacked. I mean, it's just nonsensical. People just do not use their common sense. And, again, when reading this from Optus, the quote that I read before, it was a network event that triggered a cascading failure. Yeah, we know. What was the network event? What was the cascading failure? How did it happen? And why are you telling us it can happen again? Surely a country like Australia cannot afford for 50% of the telecommunications to go out to the point where hospitals can't be contacted and you can't call 000, which is 911 in the United States, from landlines. That's not something that a country like Australia should ever expect again, and yet we're being told to expect it. Absolutely shocking. Absolutely shocking. And so while most people would say that a 14-hour break from the internet and from their phones is quite welcome, I don't have to agree, I don't think people have really considered all of the devastating effects to businesses and a lot of sole traders, of this outage. like the barber. And the mainstream media airs these trivial, seemingly irrelevant problems, you know, people and the kinds of people that, say, for example, the ABC got, you know, a guy that literally got on and said, yeah, well, I couldn't buy my coffee, so that made me sad. What happens when you have a digital ID that's linked to your central bank digital currency and you do something wrong and you can never buy a coffee again, buddy? But the media won't talk about that. The media won't talk about what happens if this outage actually went for 2-3 days. We're being told to expect it. What would people do then? Yes, it may have been a welcome break from your having to answer your employer's calls where you can't answer them, or having to get on a train because there are no trains functioning in the city of Melbourne. Yes, that was a welcome break. What happens when it's 2, 3, 4 days? What happens if this becomes a regular thing? And all these people that, you know, complained that they couldn't buy their coffee, have you thought about carrying cash with you? Have you thought about a backup? Have you thought about what this would look like? Forget social credit scores. Have you thought about what a central bank digital currency in society would look like when something like this occurs? Especially if you're being told it's going to happen again. I don't think people think at all. You know, and you get the opportunity to get in front of the mainstream media to talk about this serious issue. And I'm sure some people did. I'm sure some people spoke about the wider issue of everything being digital and central bank digital currency and digital IDs. I'm certain some people would have brought that up. Surely. Surely not everyone is that daft in my country. But the media only aired the guy that was sad about not being able to buy his coffee. And really, really downplayed it. The other thing that's very, very important to note is that this did not only affect Optus. So the other largest carrier in the country is called Telstra. And many Telstra customers reported that they were affected as well. Now, Optus has been put over the coals in media. You should see the ways that the mainstream media has really grilled the CEO. However, you know, I made the point that imagine if the media went to this effort to grill the politicians who got on the television every day and told people that the to get a safe and effective injection that they knew was going to kill them, otherwise they don't get to work or feed their families. Imagine if they grilled them the same way that they did over an outage that lasted 14 hours. Well, we'd be in a different world now, wouldn't we? But it's important to note that Telstra also had these issues and that customers were reporting across the country that they were having issues as well. And you don't see any coverage of the Telstra issue in the mainstream media. All that they've done really is a couple of small articles, which you have to go looking for, that say that apparently the reason that Telstra was affected was because all these Optus customers were going to Telstra to try and sign up, calling them. And I don't know how an influx of customers calling you or trying to access your website would actually affect, you know, through existing Wi-Fi networks. For example, I went to an eatery, a local eatery, to try and access the Wi-Fi. I don't know how that, in particular, when all these people access your Wi-Fi anyway, these networks exist, how is it that people are trying to call your customer service line or access the Telstra service to switch over? How does that actually impact your existing infrastructure that is able to handle that and, you know, provides services to some of the other telco providers as well as it is? But not a peep about that in the mainstream media, the fact that it's not only Optus that was affected, the other major carrier was as well. But you know, we don't really have an explanation for you. We're investigating. We'll give you some free data over Christmas and it could happen again. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this break so I can tell you about some more that I've discovered.
Please remember, we are listener supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet. Sports broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic, green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. It's such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z, coming to you after one of the largest communications outages ever experienced in Australia's history this week. And I mentioned before the break how the mainstream media has really downplayed the effects on individuals. And that includes airing some people saying, oh, I couldn't get my coffee, I was sad. Literally in those words. And while at the same time absolutely grilled the Optus CEO for the effects on businesses and so on, but not really asking the right questions and not highlighting at all the effects that this something like this would have if we went completely digital, if we went to a digital ID, a digital currency. I mean, what happens the next time we have an outage, as Optus said, expect more, basically.
The new book, The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalist and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. The follow-up to The Great Reset and the War for the World. This is the latest book by Alex Jones. And, man, you know, that one was a real focused dissertation about The Great Reset and the globalist plan for the corporate world government. This goes even deeper into the phenomenon and gets into the cultural aspects, the artificial intelligence aspects, and so much more, but also how we the people can have a great renaissance in the face of it. And so not only is this copy available at InfoWarsStore.com, you can get a signed copy by Alex Jones exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your signed copy exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and this basically operates like a fundraiser. When you buy the autographed copy at InfoWarsStore.com, that goes towards funding this operation and keeping us on the air. Despite all the lawfare against us, all the censorship against us, they're putting me in prison for my speech, we will still be on the air thanks to your continued support at InfoWarsStore.com. So when you buy the autographed copy, I've already got my autographed copy. I might have an inside track. Let's just say I got an inside track. I got my autographed copy already. But you can get yours exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. The Great Awakening. This might be some prison reading for me.
Welcome back, everyone. A quick interruption there to my connection. It's worth noting that since Tuesday, the internet has not been the same. And that is for all of my devices. While we have connection and we can broadcast, it's definitely not as strong as the connection usually is. And also my ability to access some websites has been affected. So I'm not sure that this is a widespread problem. All I can say is that every single one of my devices in my house is having difficulty accessing Rumble. It's virtually unusable. And I don't know that that's the case for everyone, and I'm certainly not accusing the telcos of blocking access to this website, but I think it's worth noting that certain websites are having major issues still, and I like I said, Rumble is virtually unusable for me right now on every one of my devices in my home, in my studio, while Instagram, for example, functions just fine. So I don't know whether certain companies like Meta get priority for, I don't know how this works. All I can say is my personal experience. It's also worth noting that on the 8th of November, that what's called 50 in 5 officially launched. Now, I'm going to release a very detailed report on this tomorrow on my show Uncensored. It'll be up on zmedia.com afterwards. But to give you a really brief overview, basically, this is a Bill and Melinda Gates initiative funded and partnered with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. And the 50 in 5 right now comprises of a few countries that are sort of not really, you know, big Western powers that are trialing this digital public infrastructure model where they are digitizing all of their government services. They make that they make reference to digital government, digital ID, biometrics. I listened to one of their webinars just yesterday, and Togo was talking about how, you know, they're sharing their ways of biometrically tracking all of their people, which they are so proud that they launched during COVID. How they're sharing this with the other countries, and the aim is within the next 5 years to have 50 countries basically sharing all of their data open source about all of their citizens, and you know, everything is going to be on this cloud for everyone to be able to view and share and so on and so forth. And without getting into the nitty-gritty of this, This is really aligned with the UN 100's Age of Global Enlightenment, how they say everyone is basically going to be living out their lives through the cloud. Everything will be connected. You'll be able to, the only real life you'll have is a life in the metaverse. You won't really live a real life on Earth. And I really do encourage people to go to our website, zmedia.com with three E's, and just type in, go to the interviews page and search Agenda 2045 or UN 100 and watch that four-part series that we did on that. That was hundreds of hours of research put into that series to really, explain to people what the vision of the future was and how everything was going to be transferred into the metaverse. Your real life will no longer exist as far as they're concerned, and they call you an object. And so tomorrow I'll release a detailed report, as I said, on this DPI, but it is very interesting to note that this huge launch of all of these countries backed by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation of making everything digital and pushing for digital ID and biometric tracking and all of the above happened on the 8th of November. And, that was just hours, really, after our huge outage here in Australia. I'm not suggesting that the two are absolutely related. I just think that it's a coincidence worth noting. And, of course, we have to ask these questions, especially when we're not given a solid answer as to why this catastrophic outage happened in Australia. I also don't think that, a couple of hundred gigs of data is really sufficient for the businesses that lost thousands of dollars on that day. I'm certainly one of the businesses that was affected as well. But I want to talk about the broader problem here, which was not addressed by the mainstream media, about digital ID, about, what happens when you have a digital ID and you have a central bank digital currency and you don't behave how you should, and then you're cut off and you can't pay a bill, or you can't pay your mortgage, or you have a car registration payment that's due today and you have to pay it digitally and you can't pay that. Now that is true for anyone if you have an outage, especially if the outage lasts a while. But, on Tuesday, all of Australia said to themselves, well, that's okay, it'll be back. And we depend on that. We're very, very dependent on that infrastructure. But what happens when it doesn't come back and it's been 4 days and you're not getting your access back because you're not trusted by the government because you tried to buy meat this month or you drove a petrol vehicle this month or you wanted to drink milk? Or you bought more than 3 items of clothing? Well, actually, you can't even do that because the central bank digital currency can be programmed. For Americans, you would have heard the World Economic Forum talking about how they can program a CBDC to restrict your ability to purchase ammunition. So have your Second Amendment all you want. They're going to stop you from buying ammunition. And then what happens when you try to purchase it another way? All of a sudden, your ability to use your bank account, your digital currency, is blocked indefinitely, like is happening to some people in China. When we come back on the other side of this break, I want to paint a bit of a picture of how this dystopian world that they're building will actually look in practice. And we don't have to look very far to see how the people in China are suffering desperately, desperately under this social credit system. Don't go anywhere. The future is discussed in the next segment.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, I want to talk about what this dystopian future looks like. Australia got a very, very small taste this week of what 14 hours with absolutely no internet, no phone service looks like. And what it effectively looks like to be offline. But I want to show you guys what it looks like to be in a permanent state of being offline. There is a journalist in China who is an independent journalist and worked very, very hard at exposing corruption in the government. And team, if you can cue up the video, Journalist Social Credit Score, what's happened to him is absolutely shocking. And something that people like me certainly have experienced the very beginnings of with my personal debanking earlier this year. I know it's not an isolated incident, and that's the problem. You have multiple freedom-loving people who've been debanked already as a small taste, shadow banned, unable to reach people with their crucial information about government corruption, about how these people are planning to absolutely destroy our lives. Look what's happened to this journalist. Let's have a look at this clip.
Liu Hu recently tried to book a flight. He was told he was banned from flying because he's on the list of untrustworthy people. Liu was a journalist who was ordered by a court to apologize for a series of tweets he wrote and was then told his apology was insincere. I can't buy property. My child can't go to private school, he says. You feel you're being controlled by the list all the time. And the list is now getting longer, as every Chinese citizen is being assigned a social credit score, a fluctuating rating based on a range of behaviors. China's growing network of surveillance cameras makes all of this possible. Ken Dewaskin has studied China's economic and political culture for more than three decades.
How far into people's daily mundane activities does this go?
Well, I think that the government and the people running the plan would like to go as deeply as possible to determine how to allocate benefits and also how to impact and shape their behavior.
The fear, of course, is that the government may use this social credit scoring system to punish people that it deems not sufficiently loyal to the Communist Party, and trying to clear your name or fight your score is nearly impossible because there is no due process.
The court says that he was insincere in his apology. Sounds a little bit like what's going on with Owen Schroyer at the moment, because he wasn't, you know, repenting for his opinion that the U.S. presidential 2020 presidential election was stolen. So that deems him worthy of imprisonment and solitary confinement, apparently. And this journalist in China can't travel, and he's permanently not trusted by the government. I watched another video where he said it's impossible for me to function in society. He's now a leper of society, just like the uninjected were during the time of lockdowns. Tim, if you can bring up the article from biometricupdate.com, Australia's biometric ID verification systems have been operating illegally for 4 years. Look at that, everyone. So what this article basically goes on to explain is the ways in which we don't even have the legal framework in our country for the ways in which we've already been tracked and traced through biometric ID verification systems, and yet our country's been doing it illegally. So what do you think they're doing right now? Like they did during COVID, where they monitored your compliance and your behavior and your resistance online. And of course, monitored our resistance recently when Alex had the whistleblower come in and say to him that, they were planning on reinstating mask mandates and injections. The whole world, it never went through because the whole world said, no way, we're not doing this. To think that they don't monitor public opinion, apart from manipulate it, but they monitor it so that they can manipulate it. And they're breaking laws of biometrically monitoring people as we speak in my country. I guarantee they're doing it in some way or another in other countries. We've seen how they violated the United States First Amendment by censoring people. Still no action for that. You as a government have colluded with big tech, and you have violated the U.S. Constitution. Well, what is that called? When a government violates a constitution, or when the government breaks laws, or illegally spies on its citizens, what is that called? Probably what Snowden was warning us about some years ago. I want to play one more clip very quickly. And it's the COVID test score clip, team, if you can pull that one up. Another clip from China.
Your health record, when you, your last time go doing testing, if you don't do tests for a few days, the code will turn yellow. And where did you go? They have all your life, entire set of data. The government has all the data. It's all done automatically. It's all done with machine, with all the AI technology. So the government can even reduce its police forces. It's all AI now. So with that code, you control your life. So how about if I go out, I lost my phone. So if you lost your phone, you'll not be able to go home. And you have to go through enormous trouble to get yourself another phone, another code. And it's now, I am not joking, but it's a real proposal today to inject some chips.
Inject some chips, a very, very real proposal to inject some chips. Now, why am I showing you this? Because this is the model they want for the whole world. Digital prison, digital gulag, everyone ruled by this social credit score. And, team, if you can just play it as B-roll, don't have the sound going, but the vending machine video while I'm talking about this. Right now in China, reports from Song Ping on X, really recommend people check out his account, is that you've got to have a minimum social credit score of 550 to even use a vending machine in China, right? It will not work unless you have your social credit score verified by AI that you are a good little citizen with a score of 550 or above. I've been advised as well that this is the case as far as charging your electric vehicle goes. I know that now we have legislation that's been introduced, I believe, by Massey to stop Biden's mandate for electric vehicles that sort of switch off by themselves. What do you think electric vehicles that can be operated by a kill switch are for, other than if you are not complying with the tyrannical government to switch off your ability to travel? To switch off your ability to go and purchase food. Again, I mean, if you are required to be a good little compliant citizen in order to purchase food, how long do you think your outage will be? It won't just be 14 hours knowing, oh, it's okay, it's going to come back up. That lady said that code can control your life, and if you lose your phone, you go through enormous trouble. Now, remove the human being out of the picture, where you can discuss and plead your case with a human, and put AI at the helm, and what do you have? A system that offers you zero trust with no recourse whatsoever. We're already seeing how corrupt the judicial system is and how unjust it is in the case of Owen Schroyer. Very unjust. We're already seeing how the governments and the law is weaponized against the people. And what did she say? With AI, you can reduce the number of police officers. Heck, just have robots monitoring us. And the human conscience that comes with having human interaction is completely removed. The human conscience when it comes to discretion is completely removed. You have to deal with a machine to plead your case, and that machine isn't letting you plead anything, ladies and gentlemen, let me assure you. So Australia, take it as the test run for how life will be like under a zero-trust model, except don't think of it as a 14-hour outage. Think of it as a permanent outage. How are we going to survive outside of this system? For me, everyone, this week was a reminder of how much more we need to be prepared and not depend on their systems. Grow our own food. Have alternative communications. Have cash or gold and silver. I'm a gold and silver person. Have other means to function without their system that ultimately seeks to enslave you. In Australia, prepare, because we've been told this could happen again. It's been an honour to be with you all today. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you to InfoWars. Support the InfoWars store to keep this broadcast alive. And God bless you all. I thank you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.